As in our previous broadcast, we want to read today from 2 Corinthians chapter 5, beginning with verse 20. Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ. As though God did beseech you by us, we pray you in Christ's stead, be ye reconciled to God, for he hath made him to be sin for us, who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. The emphasis here in these two verses is upon the ministry and reconciliation of the ambassadors of Christ as wrought through the person and work of our Lord Jesus Christ. As mentioned in a previous broadcast, an ambassador is a personal representative, in the case of our country, in behalf of our president. He goes into a foreign country, and there he is the official representative of our country, specifically of our president. Today, we who are Christians, those of us who know the Lord Jesus as Savior, like the Apostle Paul here, have been given the ministry and word of reconciliation. That is the message, the means by which men and women who are aliens and foreigners and strangers and enemies of the Lord Jesus can be brought into a right relationship with him. They can be made righteous in Christ, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. Today I'd like to emphasize that every listener who knows the Lord Jesus Christ in the forgiveness of sins, every listener who is a possessor of eternal life through the gift of God as paid for at Calvary's cross, has been commissioned, ordained, sent forth as an ambassador, as an official representative of the captain of our salvation, the Lord Jesus. Now, whether or not you are functioning and serving as an ambassador is something else. But this is a responsibility that we have been given. An official representative of our country is to know the people. He's to have their respect, yet he is to uphold his government and act upon the authority of his government. And so it is. We who are Christians are citizens of a heavenly country. We read in 1 Peter chapter 2, the 10th verse, who in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, who hath not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy. Dearly beloved, I beseech you as sojourners and pilgrims, abstain from fleshly lusts which war against the soul. Paul says our conversation or our citizenship is in heaven. So we are strangers and pilgrims in amongst an ungodly people. And we have been sent out by the captain of our salvation, our commander-in-chief. He said, go ye into all the world, preach the gospel, share the good news, disciple all men everywhere. And while we're about the master's business, he says, I will supply your every need. My God shall supply all your needs. We are to be under his absolute and total direction. The word of God is a light unto my path, the psalmist says. And then he gives us his word of assurance, something even our president cannot say to his ambassador. The Lord Jesus himself says to every ambassador of the cross, I will never leave thee. Lo, I'm with you always. And how do we go? In the name of a church, in the name of a denomination? No, we go in the name that has all authority, the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. We go simply as Christians. What does Paul say? Ambassadors for Christ's sake. Oh, Christian, go and tell. Into your sphere of service today, be an ambassador. Share the good news. Proclaim the message. Let them see the reality of Christ in your life. And listening friend who knows not the Savior, we invite you in the words of the Lord Jesus, come. May you do so today for his name's sake. Amen.